What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, welcome to Japan Top 10. This is our special episode, Japanese Beach Teams. I'm Kusei.
And I'm Brinton.
Before we get started, we have a couple of announcements to make. Would you like to join our team? We're looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and the best Japanese music-based podcasts out there.Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Would you like to advertise in our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist?If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, that is nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast.
And if you are enjoying this episode, remember that you can receive up to triple the number of songs by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at a dollar.Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
Then, let's get started with the episode. This episode offers something quite new. We have 12 songs queued up that can certainly be a new addition to your beach playlist. And I must say, I loved each and every single one of those songs.
Yeah, shoutouts to Connor, our...scripter for this episode. Yeah, this lineup is looking absolutely stacked.
Definitely.
But yeah, in terms of this playlist, they might be good for the car drive over to the beach, or perhaps they will be some nice background music as you read a book between the sand and the sun. Or maybe they will be upbeat summer tunes that will make those camped around you smile while you run to jump into the waves.
Japan is known for many things, one of them being, of course, beaches.The nation is located in the northwest of the Pacific Ocean and is surrounded by many seas such as the Sea of Japan, the Sea of Okhotsk, the East China Sea, and the Philippine Sea. Japan is also a conglomerate of islands, with Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku, and Kyushu being the main bodies of land and supporting most of the population. They also have about 14,125 islands in total.Just imagine how many beaches they must have. When it is not raining or snowing, people all over Japan take to their favorite local or distant beaches. Summertime has Japan warm from north to south, making it the best time of the year to go. Which is debatable, but it is certainly one of the best times to go, if not the best.
Yeah, I guess the cool thing about Japan's beaches is that Japan's beaches offer the usual activities one would expect, but...Fear not surfers, as there are also some great waves to catch, such as at Shirahama Beach over in Shizuoka.
Since Tokyo is the capital, with the Greater Tokyo Area being one of the most populous parts of the country, Visitors and residents are lucky to have quite a few beaches not too far from them. Odaiba Beach is a great recommendation.
Yeah, it is interesting that Odaiba Beach is probably one of the best beaches around, especially since I believe Odaiba is a man-made area, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's practically made to be perfect.
Well, if it works, it works.
Yeah, so I guess that aside, actual beaches are not the only scope of this episode. It's apparent to many people that many anime typically have a beach episode in each season. These episodes, also called Mizugikai or swimsuit episodes, started to reach mass popularity in 1990, with series such as Urusei Yatsura in 1984 and Maison Ikkoku in 1986 kick-starting the tradition. Both series were surprisingly created by the same person, Lumiko Takahashi. Certainly, other creators and series influenced the popularity of the beach episode.
Such anime episodes can be either crucial to the plot of the series or completely filler as well. Usually in such episodes, characters' true colors typically show, and typically a lot of extra laughs and drama ensue. While it is generally considered that these episodes are just for fan service, there are also a great deal of examples that prove otherwise, even ignoring fan service altogether. The intentions and purpose of these episodes are also greatly different from each other, with each one offering a different spin on the history of Mizugikai. In case any of our listeners who watch anime were curious about this interesting tradition.
At number 4, we have Spare by Mitsume.
Thank you. Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
That was Spare by Mitsume, which was released on the 8th of September, 2021. Have you watched Sunny Boy? The anime that never ceases to leave Connor's mind? Oh, you've seen it already? We'll watch it again.
Spare is one of the songs featured in Sunny Boy, and is performed by a not-too-unfamiliar band called Mitsume. They're known for their laid-back vocals and instrumentals, and their ability to convey different ideas with this same sound.
Mitsume is a Tokyo rock band formed in 2009, with their name often stylized in katakana.
The anime follows a group of high schoolers who are randomly teleported, along with their school, to a blank void where weird laws are at play. Their mysterious fate quickly unfolds, and all you have to do is keep on watching to see where it takes them. This is not the first time that Connor has mentioned this anime, and don't worry, or maybe do worry, as it will not be the last time either. Me personally, I have not seen the anime, but supernatural themes in anime are something that I find quite intriguing and fun, so I'll be sure to check it out.
But yeah, I guess on the song itself, listen to this song as you ponder something interesting, perhaps as you're getting ready to pack up your belongings on the beach after a long day under the sun. I guess putting aside the fact that the show is about like a summer holiday, yeah, Spare has nothing to do with the beach or anything of that sort. It's about rainy days, actually.
Right. But I mean, the tune itself is really soft and something that I would listen to over the summer, I'd say.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I think it is somewhat applicable, especially down here in Australia where I live. Yeah, I live in a part of Australia that's really infamous for having highly variable weather. It's often said that, you know, you can experience four seasons in one day.
Wow.
Yeah, so in a really twisted sort of way, I can imagine this song being relatable, but only in that part of Australia.
Interesting, yeah. Well, that's one way to look at it. At number three, we have Late Night Train by Lamp.
Time.
That was Late Night Train by Lamp, released on October 10th, 2023. Lamp seems to be one of the groups that is on everybody's mind, but is hardly ever talked about. They've certainly begun to make their fame.
Lamp formed in 2000, and ever since then they have released cool, hip, jazzy, and mind-numbing music. The three members of the group include Taiyo Somaya, Yasuke Nagai, and Kaori Sakakibara. They have been described as Shibuya-kei, city pop, and cafe music. Their influences come from The Beatles, The Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel, and Brazilian music.
This song was pulled straight from their latest album called Dusk to Dawn. The first track on the album is titled Dusk, with the last titled Dawn, implying a long and restless night. You'll find this theme everywhere throughout the album's 20 songs.
Yeah, I guess we talked about city pop not too long ago, and this song feels very, like, remarkably close to city pop. The lyrics are really meaningful, and the way that, you know, they use trains and all that to describe the complexities of a relationship feels like something out of the 80s. And so it's a great example of, I guess, city pop not being truly dead, if they were ever dead, and, you know, artists these days breathing new life into the genre.
Right, it's nice that you brought up the lyrics. I definitely agree. The lyrics really go hand in hand with the lovely melody to create this atmosphere of train rides through life, or like a journey. Yeah, the summer theme is really prevalent here too, I'd say.
Yeah, that's right. Right, yes, I was so fixated on trains that I completely forgot that this is supposed to be a beach episode. Where would you start playing this song during the summer?
Interesting. I mean, definitely at night, firstly.
On the train, I'm guessing?
Maybe, sure. Yeah, why not? Or, you know, outside, just traveling.
Yeah.
Going back home, like that, maybe. How about you?
I don't know. I feel like there is a lot of versatility in this song. It's like, you could really play it just about any time of the day.
Sure, that's true too.
At number two, we have Romance Sengen by Kaneko Ayano.
Oh,
That was Romance Sengen by Kaneko Ayano, which was released on the 25th of April 2018. Romance Sengen is just a ball of light. Its translation would be Romance Declaration, and the lyrics talk about just that. Of course, they add a little pizzazz to the message, with stanzas such as this: "If I have to do something about the romance soon, it may be a small story in your pocket, but it doesn't matter. It's always romance next to me. I have to do something about the romance soon."
It seems as if the love and romance that one is feeling is about to burst out of their heart, reminding all of us about times when we could hardly contain our joy and love for a certain someone, searching for a way to express it.
Kaneko Ayano is a singer and songwriter whose music can be acoustic or electric, loud or soft-spoken, cool or crazy, but it is always genuine. She loves to perform with a backing band almost as much as she loves to play alone, or hitori de ni. Her albums often have an alone version with just her voice and her acoustic guitar, her greatest assets.
I think some of our listeners may be familiar with the song from memes. This song, I've read online, is used a lot in a particular genre of memes called country slander, where people slander other countries in a playful way. So yeah, that certainly gave the song some popularity, or so I've read.
Yeah, I guess putting aside its use in internet culture, it is a very quirky song, and the music video accompanying the song is also very quirky.
Yeah, I especially love the intro. It's really, yeah, as you said, quirky is a great word to describe it, actually. Overall, it has a different energy, you know? It makes you feel a certain way. It's really upbeat, it's really sweet, it's really nice, really energetic.
Yeah, but more than just the song Belonging on the Beach, at one point in the music video, she, like Kaneko Ayano herself, actually does, you know, dance around and play guitar on the beach. So it's a very fun coincidence to the theme that we have going on here.
Let's go, beach teams.
Yeah. I actually did a bit more research into the music video just because I really liked the way that the music video kind of like loops. Yeah, I guess fun fact is that the music video was directed by a person by the name of Yoshiyuki Okuyama, who also directed music videos for Kenshi Yonezu, Gen Hoshino, and, of course, staying true to our beach theme, Never Young Beach.
Oh wow, that's a great portfolio. And for the last song of this episode, we have Kanashi Kurai Daimondo by Hitomi Toi and Ryu Sankei.
Bye.
That was Kaneshii Cry Diamond by Hitomi Toi and Ryu Sankei, released on the 11th of November, 2020. Wouldn't you think this song was released back in the 80s? Apparently not.
Ryu Sankei calls themselves a Japanese city music band, one of Kunimondo Takiguchi's solo projects. They formed in 2003 and have collaborated with artists since then, contributing to the revival of city pop. They have also earned quite a few awards, such as the Best One in the Music Division from the Pop Culture Awards 2006.
Hitomi Toi debuted in 2002 and takes on a self-proclaimed sexy and cool aura. Hitomi Toi also enjoys performing city pop music and genres like it, making her a good fit with Ryu Sankei. A song that many listeners probably know from her is Dive, which appears on her first 2012 album High Dive. Her original albums increasingly gain popularity.
I have a soft spot for city pop, and more than just that, I absolutely love that this song pays homage to the Shirelles and their hit song, Baby It's You. Back when I was in university, I had like a phase where I listened to Motown and adjacent music, so the Shirelles was quite familiar to me.
Oh, well, the instrumentals themselves are really nostalgic in this song overall. Yeah, it's quite enjoyable. I get that they're really going for this 80s vibe, and I mean, it's really working for me. I love it.
Yeah, it's a really fun summer love song, and it's presented in this really familiar city pop sound that everyone has come to love these days. And more than just that, I think it's really the perfect song to end our episode on.
Definitely.
So, that was our Japan Top 10 special episode for Japanese beach themes. Coming up next, we have our February Artist of the Month, which will be all about the fashion punk group Queen Bee. That will be released right after this special. Until then, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Kusei. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Ja ne. Japan Top 10.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save